Sport Talk presents The Return. We wanted to thank everybody this holiday season for listening, subscribing, following us on the Sport Talk app. I am Champ.
E-Rock.
And P-Rex.
And we really wanted to thank you all for listening to the show. You are the ones that make it happen. You are the reasons why we do this.
Yeah, week in, week out, you're always there for us, and we appreciate it.
E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines. E-Rock,
how can we make the listeners laugh?
Happy.
I mean, yeah, happy. Am I right or am I right?
You are right. And then there's Champ's choice, of course, and I just like to change things up a bit. It's my choice. And then, of course,
P-Rex's Power 5.
And why not?
But you know why?
Why?
Because the power rankings never make sense.
They never make sense, but it does make sense when you listen to us. And then we give you some fantasy stock exchange, because there's a whole season that you go through in the fantasy. And then we end with predictions. So thanks so much for listening. Happy holidays from the crew over here at The Return. And we are presented by Sport Talk. Thanks so much, everybody. Enjoy the show. Welcome to another episode of The Return, presented by Sport Talk. I am your host, Champ Clayton. And we have E-Rock and P. Nostradamus Rex.
Yes.
For this episode only, because I'm sure I will be predicting properly this next time around.
We'll see.
We will see. What was the turning point? Where did you guess differently than us that caused you to win?
Okay, so let me pull up the games here. Okay, so the big one, the first big distinguished win that I had was the Jets. I picked the Jets over Buffalo.
Which I also did.
You did not.
Yeah, I did not.
I picked the Bills?
I didn't.
You picked the Bills.
Are you sure about
I'm
that?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Now, you did join me in a couple of my random picks.
Like?
Let me pull it up here.
That would have been, so I actually picked the Vikings, so that was a loss for me.
Yes, it was.
I also picked the Browns. That was a win. The Browns won.
Good pick.
Yeah.
You did.
The Panthers.
That's, okay, so we both picked the Browns.
Right.
E-Rock did not.
Nope.
E-Rock definitely lost this week.
It's still not in my DNA to pick the Browns.
It's not in mine either.
Yeah, so we both picked the Browns. I picked the Jets, and I think the Jets pick was kind of the one that
kind of set it apart.
Yeah, so then I picked the Cowboys, and I picked the Rams. E-Rock, you got the Bears right on that one.
That was an aggressive pick.
That was a good pick.
That was a good pick.
And also, then, a boring game to watch, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Was it like 7 interceptions between the two teams?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, super boring. Anyway,
Nostradamus Rex.
What's really interesting about that, and it's going to tie into my Power 5 this week.
Sweet.
For sure.
Anxious for it.
Yeah, is a lot of these powerhouses aren't necessarily playing to the level of powerhouse that they once did.
I will say the Saints have looked pretty bad the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they almost lost to the Bucks.
Yeah.
Again.
Again. Yeah, and So are we going to do a traditional P-Rex's Power 5 this
time
around?
It's traditional this week.
Good, because we need to talk about it, because
it's
definitely
changed.
It's changing.
It's changing. Don't go changing.
Times are changing.
Times are changing. Okay, well, we got a great show for you today. We are going to get first into E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines, but he has a surprise feature that he's going to be adding to his part. E-Rock is
We're
excited.
We're changing it up.
We're going to change it up. Champ's choice, no. We're actually going to present one trending news item, and then we are going to do round three, final round of the trivia contest between E-Rock and P-Rex.
They're going to call it the Womp Womp.
The Womp Womp Wailing.
Womp Womp.
No, that's
something, something else.
The Womp Womps is something else that we termed, and we'll get to it later. Then we're going to jump into P-Rex's Power 5. We're going to talk about playoff picture. E-Rock will give us that. We're going to do a fantasy stock exchange. We'll just do what we did last week. We'll present a roster and see how we should play it out. And we can do P-Rex's this time around, so we can give him that free advice. But I'll charge you.
Champ, how did yours turn out last time?
It turned out well. Actually, the changes we made, it did work out. Now, get this.
I saw Gronk had some good points.
Gronk had 16 points, which is the most
he also
had
gave
in a long
up a
time.
Touchdown.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, luckily that stat didn't go against him.
That was a pathetic dive.
That was very pathetic. I guess not everybody can play defense. Anyway, we'll do a P-Rex roster. Amari Cooper went off, so I only lost by 7, and it's a 2-week playoff, so I have a chance still. Anyway, and then we'll end with predictions of the week 15 ahead. So let's jump into E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines, right? We ready?
We're ready.
Okay, let's do it. E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines, presented by Sport Talk.
Okay, guys, we're changing it up this time.
Yeah.
This is E-Rock's Hail Mary headlines with a twist. Oh. With some flavor.
Okay. Flavor. I was trying to find something to say.
He looked excited.
I did. Over there. I am. I am excited.
Okay. So for this time around, we're going to do one headline.
Okay.
With the Patriots versus the Dolphins, because it ties in nicely into the second part of what I want to do.
A miracle.
So the second part is we're going to do a section that I like to think that it's just called, you know, overreaction or not overreaction. I'm still trying to come up with a clever name.
Yeah, you'll get
that. People can get something for it. Tag us in it. We're good for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but in that section, I'll basically just make a statement, and you guys just say if you think it's basically true, you know, if it's overreaction or if it's not an overreaction, just kind of depends on what you think.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So
how about over or under, ... reaction?
No, because over and under is a different concept, P-Rex. P. Nostradamus Rex.
Thank you.
Screw
you. Okay, guys.
I know it's a clever play on words, champ. D-d-doy.
Okay, so the first one, guys, I guess the only headline for today, the Patriots versus the Dolphins.
All right.
Was this a college game?
Yeah, for real.
This doesn't happen in the NFL.
No, it doesn't.
It's so wild.
And so my headline does play off of the final play. And actually, one of them I thought of was the one that I just said before we started this segment was, not everybody can play defense. Poor Gronk. But not poor Gronk, because I don't care for the guy. But my other headline was... I've blanked on my headline. Someone else go.
I was like, out with it, man.
I got to remember it. I had it, and then I lost it. So someone else go, and then I'm going to remember it.
P-Rex, did you already give yours? Or?
Yeah, that was mine. Is this college?
Is this college? Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, and I was just thinking, obviously, about the last play, just because I would have loved to have watched any Patriots fan during that moment where they're probably like, yeah, guys, we got this. We're going to win. Just to see Gronk do a pathetic, you know, last attempt dive.
I don't know
football.
Why they cut away to Gostkowski, the kicker, because I guess he had kind of a face like, did that just happen? But it's like he had nothing to do with that play.
I know.
And they
yeah.
cut to his face.
I was really confused on the highlights too, because like I was like, did he have something to do with this? He had nothing to do with that.
No.
Like Tannehill's like, oh, they put Gronk in? All right, let's do this.
Oh, and we're 70 yards away, and I can't even throw it that far? Okay.
Real.
That's great. Yeah,
you know the Pats in the past 3 years are only like 2-6
in Miami?
In Miami?
They suck.
I don't understand it. Like, what it's kryptonite.
I have no idea.
Okay, champ, I think we've delayed long enough.
Yeah. All right, here it is. I had it, I promise, and then I lost it. But... it is. I have it. It's there's no flipping way this is gonna win. Oh, it worked. That was my headline.
You know, I think that would have been a lot funnier had you got it the first time.
I know. It definitely lost fire because
so
I forgot it.
So anticlimactic.
This isn't going to flip and work.
Oh, sounds worked. Like me when I was making up my headlines on the spot.
Yeah. I should have wrote it down, but I didn't write it down.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. So with that, let's get into the overreaction.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here's the statement. You guys tell me if it's an overreaction or if it's not an overreaction.
Okay.
The Patriots will not reach the Super Bowl.
That is an overreaction.
Why do you say that? You guys can give like a quick little
explanation. It's an overreaction because the Patriots are very well known for making the Super Bowl.
I'm very conflicted here because I agree with Champ, unfortunately. They have a coach that can get them to the Super Bowl.
Well,
he knows what he needs to do week in, week out. Even if his team is, I mean, it's probably the most depleted we've seen it in years.
Oh, absolutely, right? And I love it.
It's the most depleted we've seen it in years, and they're still getting it done.
9-3.
Yeah, I think a lot of the issues for a lot of people comes from how bad they are on the road.
Yeah.
And if they can't get home field, then they're in some serious trouble.
Which I was going to point out, and we're probably going to talk about it a little bit when we get down into the podcast here, but they are currently sitting at home field advantage first week bye of the playoff.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not.
They're the number two right now.
They're the number two.
Yeah, but you still get a bye on that.
Mm-hmm. You just don't have the guarantee.
You don't have home field.
Well,
you get home field for the first game, and then it goes to
the other one. You know.
They could easily lose that spot.
Yep. Okay, speaking of.
Didn't say that.
We'll go on to the second one.
Let's go back to the tape.
Go ahead. Play it. I didn't say it.
Anyway, go ahead.
You did say it. Okay.
You guys are
from
rallying
the mouth
against
of two
me.
Witnesses, dude.
Listen, P. Nostradamus Rex has spoken.
Oh.
And it was not.
That name holds no value to me.
Oh, well, it should. Because scoreboard champ.
I'm sipping on my Pepsi cherry vanilla.
Okay, talk about diverting.
Okay, speaking of, next statement. The Bears are a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Oh, boy.
I think that's an overreaction.
I would say also that it is an overreaction. E-Rock, what are your thoughts?
I would actually agree. I think they're close.
Here's
Trubisky is still their quarterback.
Exactly, and you have guys on that roster that have never seen a playoff.
Yeah, here's the way I see it, right? You have the talent there. You have the experience there. You don't have the reaction to adversity there.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many times have we seen the Bears come back from a losing score on the scoreboard and win that game?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one yet. You know, it's like they've maintained their dominance throughout it. I just don't think it's there for the Super Bowl run. So I could be wrong. I could be wrong, you know, and
you're P. Nostradamus, man. You're never
wrong.
Yeah,
dude.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Don't doubt yourself.
2 seconds ago, that name held no value.
3 seconds from now, I probably won't either.
Oh, that's stupid.
Oh, God. But anyway, yeah, so...
okay.
Why, Leonard?
We'll move on to the next one. Patrick Mahomes will win NFL MVP.
Underreaction.
Underreaction.
So you mean not react?
He's a shoo-in.
He's probably going to win the MVP.
Okay.
He should win it.
I mean, he is the front runner at this point. So as long as he doesn't screw up over these next few weeks.
Did we do that right? Do we say underreaction if we believe it?
Overreaction or not an overreaction?
Here,
not an overreaction.
I got one for you, E-Rock.
Okay. No, this is
I got one
E-Rocks.
For you.
This is E-Rocks.
I still got three more to
this
get.
This is E-Rocks. I'm going to say one. Can I say one?
As long as it takes about 13 seconds.
Okay, 13 seconds. Real quick. Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. Over or under?
You mean overreaction or not an overreaction?
Right.
We got to practice this for next time.
Listen, I don't want to say the whole thing.
I'm going to say not an overreaction.
Okay.
You say win the Super Bowl?
Go to the Super Bowl.
Go to the Super Bowl. Not an overreaction.
Okay. Tyreek Hill, ankle injury. Kareem Hunt, off the roster. They struggled against Baltimore. Do you still think that?
The number one defense, by the way.
Is who?
The Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I know, right? But
Spencer Ware was out for a lot of the second half.
What a game.
Hill was hurt. Hunt was gone.
The no-look pass.
That was insane.
Oh, man. And then you got a game like the Broncos and Niners game. Mm.
20-0.
Okay.
You know, hey, we scored.
Eventually.
We scored. Dude, their tight end got 230 passing receiving yards.
Yeah, Kittle. Yeah, the guy's legit.
Insane.
I had him in my fantasy.
No.
I do.
On the roster playing?
Yeah.
How many points did you get for that?
Actually, I don't know if I...
suck it.
I don't think I had him in that one. It was a different league.
Yeah.
But I had him. he's good. He's talented.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
E-Rock, back to you.
Okay, next one. The Steelers will not make the playoffs.
That's an overreaction.
Yeah, I think that's an overreaction as well.
Yes, they're losing, but they lost to the Chargers. But who did they lose to this week? Or not? Did they lose? They lost.
They did lose. They did lost. Lost in the woods.
So in case you want to know, they're only like a half game ahead
exactly.
of the Ravens.
Exactly.
They play the Patriots, the Saints, and the Bengals.
Oh.
And that's why I bring it up, is that they have a hard schedule left.
Maybe, just maybe, it's not an overreaction. Because
the Patriots, the Saints, and the Bengals. Oh, please beat the Patriots.
Well, yeah. But if they lose to the Bengals, that's a conference game.
Yeah.
Or a division game.
Yeah. Guess who they lost to?
Who?
The Raiders.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
Boswell
had
to slip.
That's the thing.
Gross.
Raiders won this week.
The Niners won this week. Man.
It's just like,
Vince Joseph's got to
get fired.
What
are you fighting for? And they're just like, me. What movie
okay,
is
guys.
That from?
I have two last ones.
Okay, do it.
Sorry,
do it.
Okay.
Getting distracted.
Amari Cooper was the best midseason trade.
I would say that's an underreaction or not. No. That's an overreaction.
That is an overreaction. There's this man called Khalil Mack, and I would say he's really the man.
I said mid-season trade.
You know what? I'm just looking at season.
Well, the specific question.
Mid-season trade. Okay, so you're saying like right before the deadline?
Yeah. Because there were a lot of people traded around. But
sure. Maybe
Cooper kind of looked like one of those ones where I don't know about that.
I don't know. All those trades just really didn't seem that great.
Demaryius Thomas was in the mix.
Yeah, it's got to be. No, that's an underreaction.
So not an overreaction.
Yeah.
He has been performing, and yeah, he put up a ton of points. He got 3 touchdowns in this last weekend's game.
He's balling.
He's
all
looking,
he needs
he's
is
balling.
A QB that doesn't actually really know how to throw the ball.
Isn't that interesting? That Carr was such a hype, and then he got injured, and then it just all went to the pooper.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is wild. It's almost like he's scared to get hit, which happens.
Well, he cries if he gets hit, right?
What's hard for me to wrap my mind around is that Dak Prescott is a better option than Derek.
Yeah.
You know?
That is true.
So one of them that – this isn't the one I was going to use, but one of them I was considering using was basically saying that Dak Prescott is a franchise quarterback because I – honestly don't know if he is.
In his rookie season, he obviously did amazing.
This
season, he's doing okay.
Joe Flacco is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Those quarterbacks that are just on the brink of being elite, but not quite
just
there.
About there. Okay, guys, last one. So yeah. I had to throw in at least one that was humorous,
of course.
In my opinion. Okay, this is a hypothetical situation. If Blake Bortles had on his offense,
Bortletastic.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
If he had Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, and Todd Gurley, would he still be benched?
That is not an overreaction.
No.
Or is it an over? Wait.
Okay, I'll say that again. So
say
if
it
he
again.
Had all those players that I just listed. He would still be benched.
No.
Because he still sucks.
So you think he wouldn't be benched?
He wouldn't.
How do you say it? Do you say it's an overreaction that he's getting benched?
Well,
yeah, that's how you say it's an overreaction.
Because he said
he's getting benched.
I don't quite understand the context. Like, how are we evaluating this for overreaction or underreaction?
It's an overreaction that he'd be benched
with all those players.
With all those players.
Yes, that's
what you're saying.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
I think it's not an overreaction.
That's what I think, too. I think he just sucks so much. It's such a spectacular level that it doesn't matter who you throw on his team. He's still going to suck.
Two years ago, I had that guy in my fantasy. He was doing well. He was putting up good numbers. But he started to hit a slump, and he hasn't been able to get out of that slump. So much to the point where he has been benched.
Correct.
Right? Which, I mean, Kessler is probably not the better option, but if that lights
he's
a fire.
He's equal garbage.
Yeah.
Just a different trash can.
So, I mean, so here's the thing. Who are the wideouts for the Jaguars right now?
Oh, dude, you can't put that on me without looking that up. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So, you throw Tom Brady in there, do you think he's going to do a better job?
Well, I mean, he had Allen Robinson.
Which are all
was it like? Was it Allen Hurns or something like that?
Hurns is at Dallas. Robinson went to the Cowboys, or no, the Bears.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
it's true.
Oh, wait, they got Moncrief. They got Moncrief.
Your question was, if I put Tom Brady on the Jags, would they succeed?
Mm-hmm.
I think they would.
I don't think so.
Tom Brady can take former lacrosse players and make them look good.
No. Bill Belichick can take former lacrosse players.
See, Pyrex, I think your logic there is off.
I disagree. I don't.
Yes, only coaching reason, matters. Coaching matters,
the
but
only reason.
Tom Brady is he releases the ball so quick and he looks for the short pass first, which is smart football. That's why Alex Smith is still just a good quarterback because he always looks for the check down before he makes an attempt deep.
Well,
but the difference between Alex and Tom Brady.
The first check out of the hospital.
How about this? Blake Bortles, if he would have went to the Patriots 8 years ago, he would be the same elite QB as Tom Brady.
Overreaction.
Overreaction. And that will take us to our next segment, and we're going to leave it at that because that is the biggest overreaction that I've heard
I believe
in
it.
My life.
Belichick is the master, all right? He is the puppet
kitty.
Master, and he is the one that put those rings on Tom Brady's hand.
He can be a puppet master, but you can only puppet so hard.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I think I believe that. I really do.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, let's move on to our next segment. Champ's Choice, presented by Sport Talk. Yes, it is the Champ's Choice, and as my choice, I am going to give you one trending news item that happened earlier this evening, and I'm going to read it from the San Francisco Chronicle, and then we'll jump into the final round, round three of the trivia battle between P. Nostradamus Rex and E-Rock.
Are we sure this article isn't sabotage since it came from the San Francisco?
I cannot deny that.
Across the bay.
Nor confirm that, E-Rock. But Oakland sues Raiders, NFL, and federal court alleging illegal move to Las Vegas. So this article comes from Kimberly Veklarov, and it was again posted at 6:04 p.m. tonight. Oakland filed a lawsuit in federal court Tuesday challenging the relocation of the Raiders to Las Vegas, calling the move illegal and demanding compensation for hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. The long-awaited suit against the Raiders, the NFL, and every other team in the league seeks damage, get this, damages for the unlawful decision to boycott Oakland. So the whole reason that they are suing is because they feel that the NFL, they feel that the Raiders organization, and every other team in the league is boycotting Oakland.
So Oakland feels
what?
Like a Colin Kaepernick?
Exactly. And here's the next line. Oakland claims the NFL and its teams collude as an illegal cartel to demand that cities bankroll new stadiums with public funds or be shut out of the marketplace with team relocations. So, isn't that interesting? What are your thoughts? Is there anything that
so why is
your
it taking until now to
right.
do that?
That is like, also my question.
Because this isn't anything new. Like we've known that the Raiders are looking at moving to Las Vegas for at least a year by now, right?
It's been over
been a
year.
It's been over a year.
I mean, I've talked to people that have drove. You know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
They have drove past the new stadium that's being built. They've already got the framework mm-hmm. up and everything. Like, so it's pretty close to being done. I think they're planning on playing in the 2020 season, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So it's been in the works for over a year now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why is it just now?
I don't know, but what I do know is that most likely, the city of Oakland will lose.
Collusion.
One final time.
Work for Kaepernick. Collusion.
They'll lose one final time in Oakland, and then they'll move on. Nice, E-Rock.
That's poetic justice right there.
That was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
It says, on top of antitrust violations, the complaint alleges that the Raiders and NFL are violating their own policies and bylaws. The Raiders' illegal move lines the pockets of NFL owners and sticks Oakland, its residents, taxpayers, and dedicated fans with the bill. That's what City Attorney Barbara Parker said in a statement.
They should use the term dedicated fans loosely.
Well, here's the thing. The only way that I can see a lawsuit actually happening is that, like, the city of Oakland had an actual agreement with the franchise to stay in that area for, like, no less than so many years, right?
Sure.
It's not the first time Oakland has moved, right? Oakland was organized in 1960. They made the move to L.A. in 87.
Right.
Stayed there for 13 years.
Pinos Phenomenous. Where is this?
Coming in with the stats.
Stayed there for 13 years and then moved back to Oakland, right? There was no lawsuit back in 87, so why is there a lawsuit now?
Because there's a lot of money on the table, and that's what we'll end with in this story. It says the 45-page complaint alleges that a $378 million relocation fee paid by the Raiders enriched the 31 other clubs and thus skewed the bidding process. So basically they're saying the city of Oakland is paying the NFL and its teams to basically relocate.
And it sounds like they're also – they're not even trying to get them back. They're just saying, hey, guys, we're kind of upset and
pay us back.
Frustrated. Yeah, so can we have some money?
Yeah, that's basically it. Oakland wants more money. Mm. They want money. Because, I mean, obviously, having a team there is making them money.
Well, yeah.
But as soon as they leave, that a lot of that revenue goes out the window.
Yeah, there's going to be local tax, right, for the tickets of everyone that buys in Oakland. Right, there's going to be tax on concessions. There's lots of revenue there for the city. As far as the city goes, I mean, that's kind of all you have going. Might want to cross the bridge.
Anyway, that's the story. I'm always interested to see how Raiders country plays out. What are they called? The Raiders, Raider Nation, right?
Raider Nation. Yeah,
Raider Day.
Oh, me and my coworker, we were talking today, and I do want to pose this question to you guys. If there was a relocation that's happened, so three teams have relocated recently in the NFL.
Rams, Chargers, and Raiders.
Exactly, those three. So then we thought, why did the Chargers leave San Diego?
We still don't know.
Why did the Rams go to L.A.? Why did the Raiders want to go to Vegas? And why don't teams like the Browns, who have just this aura of terribleness in their state, why don't they relocate, right? Because to me, the Browns organization is like the number one organization that should relocate. But then I thought, and this is why I'm like arguing to myself in my head when I ask this question, the Browns have such a good fan base, and even when they lose, they still are there. Going to games, they still have fans. People still pay for the games. And so my true question is, like, what is the true purpose to relocate? It's money, right?
Yeah, it's money.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the fan base is. It doesn't matter if you've lost for, what, three decades? Browns.
Minimum.
Yeah, they've done terrible. Anyway, it was just an interesting thought, like, relocation, it's all about the money. And that's what this is right now.
And that's exactly what it was with the Rams. Like, being from Missouri, having two teams there was a little much because St. Louis isn't even a huge area.
Right.
So going to L.A., they're making tons more money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then second point, the Browns need a new graphic designer. Let's be real.
That's the other thing. Like, change the name, you know?
Do something. Rebrand. Have a new logo.
Brown is such a bad color for football. Even though that's the color of the football.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I don't know how I feel about that whole rebranding thing. Because, like, if the Browns... Well, this is, like, the most winning season we've seen from them in a while.
We
right?
know how much you like the Browns.
Maybe our lifetime.
I do like the Browns. I'm rooting for the underdog, man. Especially with my own team right now. Kazam.
Buzzing.
But, I don't know. I think as a team, you could kind of wear that as a chip on your shoulder, right? You could be like, 2 years ago, this team had one win out of two seasons.
Sure.
You know? And now we're fighting for a playoff spot. That's some pride. That's some hometown pride. You could wear that on your shoulder. You don't want to rebrand that. You'd be like, hey, everyone that thought we were trash, look at us now.
You know, the bad thing about that, though, is you don't even have to stop with the number two. You could say 3 years, 4 years, five sure. years, 6 years, and it all has the same win total, one or zero. So that's why you rebrand.
It's true.
All right. They won't, though.
That's right. But real quick, a little caveat to what your coworkers were asking.
Sure, sure.
So I know a little bit of the history here in Utah for Salt Lake City, like how the Jazz came here, right? Jazz were originally down in New Orleans, right?
Correct.
Now, Larry H. Miller was the guy who he owns a lot of.
Used car supermarkets.
Yes, used car supermarkets, movie theaters. Basically, he runs a big monopoly here, right? And he knew that he wanted an NBA franchise here, right? So he paid to have that franchise moved here.
Right.
And later on down the road, you know, New Orleans wanted it back because they're like, hey, we're the Jazz, you know? It's like, we want that back. They wouldn't let him have it because they're ours now.
Yeah.
You know? So you're right. At the end of the day, it is money. Money dictates exactly where they go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And go Utah Jazz. All right. Well, now we are going to jump into the trivia portion of Champ's Choice. Round three. Let's get ready to rumble.
Standing at 5'11" at the right corner.
What
is it? Nostradamus Rex.
Nice. And in the left corner,
E-Rock
standing at
6'5".
Nice. 6'5". But height doesn't matter in this matchup. It all comes down to brains, not brawn. Is it brawn? Bronze? Anyway,
yeah,
I've never announced a wrestling or MMA match, so here we go. And they're coming around the corner. Anyway, okay. So
it's turned into horse racing.
I'm in like five different sports right now. Okay, so to make this go pretty quick, we're just going to give you guys fast answers, right? It's going to go like this. We're going to give it – and I'm going to – does anyone have a coin? We should probably do a coin toss. No coin.
Pinasodamas, you can go first. I'll have it.
Gentlemen.
Wow, he deferred. Okay. So
I defer.
I defer your deferation? No.
I think I went first last time.
You did?
Yeah. So
would it go back to the home
field? I went first the first time, so we're kind of at a
even. Do rock, paper, scissors real quick.
All right.
I'll announce it.
You ready?
And here they go. They're putting their hands up.
It's on three.
One, two, okay. Three.
One, two, three.
One, two, three. And paper covers rock. E-Rock. Whoa. E-Rock covers the rock.
Oh. Yep.
And so E-Rock will have the board. There are six categories: scoring, touchdowns, field goals, rushing, passing, and receptions. And the statistics we are talking about tonight are NFL history. So, who holds those records in those categories? Some are pretty usual, pretty typical history markers. Some are a little different. So you might get an easy one, you might get a hard one. But how it works is the person guessing, if they get it right, obviously they get a point, and then it goes to the other person to go to the next category. If you get it wrong, the person has a chance to steal, and you still maintain control after that steal. Also, the second person or the person that is getting the second guess will also get a timeline of when that player played so that it gives you a better idea and we actually see a pretty high point set. And we're going to go to 15 questions. At the end of it, this is winner takes it all.
Man, I'm playing like the Chiefs offense tonight.
Okay, yeah, right.
Highest scoring team.
Who's going to be MVP tonight? Is it going to be P-Rex or is it going to be E-Rock? Let's fight.
It's going to be me.
All right, Patrick. Round three. Hey! Okay, here we go. So, E-Rock, you have the board. What's your category?
Whatever that last one was, because that's, I think, the only one I remember.
Receptions?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Jerry Rice.
Do you want me to ask the question?
Go for it.
I'm going to ask a different one.
No. You got to go for the...
Wait, was it really Jerry Rice?
It was Jerry Rice.
Go ahead and read the question. But that's,
I'll read
my
the
answer.
Question, but that is a good answer. It also will be said that there can be a duplicate answer in these answers.
Give it to him.
Anyway, it's most pass receptions in a career at 1,549, Jerry Rice. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so P-Rex, you have the board. It's E-Rocks 1 to your 0.
There's a strong chance it's Jerry Rice again.
If I say receiving, am I going to get Jerry Rice?
No. No, I'm not going to say sixes or sevens. You pick receptions, and you get to determine what you
All right, let's go passing.
You're going to go passing?
Yeah, let's do passing.
Okay, hold on. All right, passing. Highest passer rating in a career with a minimum 1,500 attempts.
Good gravy.
1,500 attempts. I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. 1-1. E-Rock. I think we can get through all these. There's 24.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Receptions for 200, Alex.
Receptions. Okay. Most receiving touchdowns in a season.
Ooh.
Randy Moss.
That is correct.
Oh, good one.
Okay. Yeah.
They're like 20.
2-1. 2-1. P-Rex, your board.
Passing for 200.
Passing 200. Most pass attempts in a career.
Ooh, that's different.
That is different.
Like I said, some are easy, some are hard.
Brett Favre.
That is correct.
That's actually what I was going to guess.
Okay, 2-2. Yes, this is awesome. Round 3 is always the juiciest. Okay, what are you going to go with? You
want receptions for 3,
he's
Alex.
He's going receptions. Okay. Most receiving yards in a career.
That's Jerry Rice.
That is correct.
Oh, come on.
Hey, man, when I looked up these stats, I was like, holy crap, Jerry Rice's name is like on all of these. All
right,
the dude
receiving.
Forever.
I would like receiving, please.
It's going to be some obscure one,
dude,
now.
Yeah, don't just say it. Let me ask the question first. Okay, receiving for 4. Most receiving yards in a season by a tight end.
Oh, come on. by a tight end. Let's go with Gronkowski.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, yeah. So is it 3-3?
3-3.
Yeah, we haven't missed
one. All right. Look at you guys.
I'm going to miss it, too.
Okay, here we go.
Receiving
there's one more reception.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
Dang it. It's Jerry Rice.
We'll see. Fewest games to record 1,200 career receptions.
What the...
Ooh, that's a W.
And the amount of games is 214.
Wait, so what's the question again?
Quickest.
Fewest games, 214 games to record 1,200 career receptions.
Gosh, my default is Jerry Rice. But just to throw it off, because I feel like I got to, I'm going to say Marvin Harrison.
That is incorrect. Now, P-Rex, now that he's got it wrong, I will give you the timeline or the years that this was the case.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay? This player played or plays, it could be past or present, Larry Fitzgerald. That's a fluke, dude. I can't give that to you. That was my bad. I was gonna read the year and then I looked at his name. It's Larry Fitzgerald.
I should get it then. Yeah. I would have gotten that.
Okay, if I would have said 2004 to 2018.
Yeah, I would have got.
You would have picked Larry Fitzgerald?
Yes. Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
All right, that was my bad.
My default was Jerry Rice, but if you would have told me the year, I would have said.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let E-Rock decide.
E-Rock, what do you think? Should I get it or should I not?
Don't make me be that person.
Well, right. No, I'm going up against you. I want
to be
fair.
How about I give you a freebie question?
I say he can have two in a row.
You get two in a row. Okay?
I'd be okay with that.
And the first one, it doesn't go back to E-Rock. All right?
Sure.
So that was a fluke. We're at 3-3 still.
Receiving's done.
We got a couple more we got all those other ones.
Yeah, let's do passing.
Okay. Passing for the third one. Most pass completions in a career. At 6,536. completions.
Pass completions.
This is your freebie.
Tom Brady?
Incorrect. Oh. Okay.
Is it Brett Favre?
It is not. Oh. It is Drew Brees.
Ooh. That
okay.
Makes sense.
Your okay. board again.
See, I thought Drew Brees, I mean, we just witnessed his touchdown one, right? So.
No.
Was that passing yards?
That no, Tom Brady threw for the most touchdowns.
What was that game where they honored Drew Brees?
That was most passing yards, which I didn't add that in here because of that reason.
Oh, okay.
Because it just happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so what category? You want to do?
Me again?
Passing?
Yeah,
you
that's
get,
right.
You get it one more chance.
Okay. One more chance?
Yeah.
Feels so good.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Passing.
Okay. Most times sacked in a career.
I would say Rex Gross.
Nathan Peterman?
Or Nathan Peterman, but they're
it's in,
they're
a, in a career. In a career.
In a career. Okay, okay, mm-hmm. okay. Most times sacked.
5 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Need an answer from
you. Oh, wait. Manning from the Giants.
It is not Eli Manning. Though okay. he has been sacked a lot, he is not correct. So, E-Rock, I'm going to give you the date that this player played or plays. 1991 to 2010.
Brett Favre.
Gosh,
it
dang
is
it.
Brett Favre.
That's what I was going to guess before you even
yeah,
said that.
Yeah. Okay, so that puts E-Rock up by one, and you have the board.
Are there any left in passing?
There is one more.
Let's do it.
Most passes intercepted in one half.
In one half?
And the number of interceptions during that half was 5.
Peyton Manning.
It is not Peyton Manning.
Nathan Peterman.
It is Nathan Peterman.
He holds the record for most interceptions in a half, and it was in that
that's
game.
That's not a good record.
November 20th, the day that Tyrod Taylor got taken out for him. So that puts P-Rex at
it's
a tie with
up.
E-Rock at 4, and P-Rex, you have the board. Receptions and passing is off the board.
Rushing.
You still have scoring, touchdowns, field goals, and rushing.
Rushing.
Most yards gained in a career. At 18,355 yards.
Frank Gore.
Incorrect.
What? Oh, okay.
Wait, you said total?
Most yards gained in a career.
Just rushing or like all purpose?
It's most yards gained.
Oh.
That's the stat.
That's probably all purpose then.
And I get to give you the year because he missed it. 1990 to 2004.
1990 to 2004?
Say, like...
Whoa.
5 seconds.
Is it, Barry Sanders?
It is not Barry Sanders.
Emmett
the true
Smith.
Answer 14. Was Emmett Smith.
Dang it, that was my
Emmett
guess.
Smith, okay.
Emmett Smith,
yeah.
Okay. E-Rock.
Is the rushing.
So rushing.
We're still tied, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still tied.
Quattro.
Hingle McCringleberry.
Douglas the Hard Dunker, Chad.
John Smith.
BYU. Yeah. All right, so most rushing yards by a quarterback in a career.
Michael Vick.
Correct.
What? Is that was yours?
Yeah.
Oh, why did he get to go again?
You guessed.
Yeah, I guessed incorrectly, but so did he.
Yeah, but it always goes to the person.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it always goes to the power. Cool. But he did get that one, so it's 5-4, but P-Rex, you now have the board.
All right, well, let's do rushing again.
Most games to reach 1,000 career rushing yards at 265 games. So it took this individual 265 games to get 1,000 yards in his career.
That's pathetic.
Most games to get 1,000 or
it took him 265 games to reach 1,000 career rushing
and just
yards.
Think about it. It's 16 games in a season.
So I'm looking for like the worst.
It doesn't have to be. It could be any player.
This is a tough one. Okay. Well,
5 seconds.
Okay, give me a little bit more time, please.
3, 2, 1, just say a name. Say a name.
Kenyon Drake.
No.
I don't know.
Tom Brady.
It is Tom Brady. He just did this.
Oh, and shoot.
He didn't want to kneel down because he
that's
would lose
right.
a yard. Didn't he, like, step forward
yeah.
to kneel?
Yeah. He just broke it. He just got 1,000 rushing yards on his 265th game.
Because at first I'm like, crap. I'm like, wait a second.
That's deceiving.
That's not deceiving.
It's rushing.
It's rushing.
I know.
If a running back is rushing that low, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was like, it had to be a QB at that point.
Most games to reach, yeah. Any running back's going to get more than that in a season.
Yeah, I just saw that. I didn't even think
All right. So now it's E-Rock, and you have two up now, 5-3.
7-4.
No,
it's
6-4.
Mm-hmm. Are there any left for rushing?
There is one more.
Let's do it.
No, there's two more. There's two more.
Okay.
Most touchdowns in a career. Rushing touchdowns at 164.
Freak, I should know this. It's not coming off the top of my head. I'm just going to say LaDainian Tomlinson.
No, incorrect. P-Rex. His years, 1990 to 2004.
Emmitt Smith.
Correct.
Wow.
Hey, man, I had to make this fair somehow. So that will put P-Rex at 5, E-Rock at 6. Do you want the last rushing one?
Just do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in a career.
That should be Michael Vick.
Incorrect.
Oh.
E-Rock, 2011 to present.
To present? Who could that be?
5 seconds.
I'm literally baffled.
Three.
I don't even remember who was drafted.
Two.
That was on my mission.
One. Say a name.
Andrew Luck.
Cam Newton.
Cam.
Oh,
there we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
58
yeah.
58 touchdowns in his career so far.
Dang.
That's impressive.
That's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we have three categories left. We're running out of time if we want to get this show
round.
Going.
Let's speed round.
Let's speed round.
Just pick a round. Just pick one and let's go.
Let's finish it off then. Let's just do one more set. And do you guys want to do scoring or touchdowns?
Wasn't field goals on there?
Field goals is on there. Wait, who has the board right now?
I think I do.
E-Rock wait, does. You just got...
Didn't I get it? The last one?
No.
No, I missed the last one. Yeah, because I said Michael Vick. Yeah, okay.
And then it went to him.
It's
and
his.
He, yeah.
I had no idea.
Okay.
What do you want?
Let's do scoring.
Scoring. Okay, so we're going to end with this.
Okay.
There are 1, 2, 3 left in this one. Okay. And you're up one, E-Rock. So these are critical. P-Rex, here we go. It's E-Rock, though.
Oh, really?
Psych.
All right. Most points scored in a career.
Janikowski.
Incorrect. P-Rex.
Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri is correct. 96 to present. Holy crap.
Yep.
All right, so that puts you guys tied at 6, right?
Yeah.
You're tied at 6.
We're tied. Yep.
And P-Rex, you have the next one.
Okay.
Okay? Most points scored in a season at 186 points.
Whoa.
This is when it's like, it literally could be anybody.
Yeah,
well, I was trying to do math for like when Randy Moss had his like 20 touchdowns. Right. Like, no, that's
but,
not.
I mean, yeah, if you know like the big names. Right?
Well, I mean, it should probably be a QB, right?
They don't count throwing touchdowns, I don't think, because that's
don't.
Not them
no?
getting it.
No, okay.
It would be a rushing or a receiving score.
I'm going to go with Randy Moss.
Or a return.
Is it not counting kickers?
It is counting. It yeah. Scoring is kicking as okay. well. Sorry. Scoring is kicking. As well.
Oh.
But most points scored in a season at 186.
186. Yeah, that can't be.
Well, think about it. Randy Moss had like 20 touchdowns or something like that, and that would have only given him 120 points.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not even close to 180-something.
Vinatieri.
Incorrect. The
Janikowski.
Years.
Janikowski.
Incorrect. It's LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, I already guessed him before, damn.
Okay, so you're tied.
Okay.
It's 6-6.
And it's down E-Rock, to the wire.
E-Rock has the last one.
I suddenly don't like this category anymore.
If he doesn't get it.
Okay, if the question is super easy. Don't do it. Okay? Should go to a different topic.
All right. I'm going to give you guys.
You can determine if it's super easy.
How about
or
you,
not.
You just pick a question for all us? Right, all right. Doesn't all have right. to be in line. Just pick 'kay. One.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I will. Okay.
This one's going to be tough.
Balls.
If you don't get this, you tie.
Well, no.
Well, he's got a chance.
Yeah, I get a chance.
Okay.
And you got to give me the
date. If you really think you're going to get this.
You
okay.
got to give me the
all
date.
Right, all right. Most touchdowns in a half at 5 touchdowns.
Jamal Charles.
Incorrect. P-Rex, your chance to steal and win the game. It happened on September 29th, 2002.
We were 12, ladies and gentlemen. I have no idea what I was doing when I was 12.
Yeah, I wasn't watching. Oh, my gosh. There's no way.
I think Trent Green
like
was
I said,
for the Chiefs. When you Priest Holmes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. When you said, oh, but I can steal it, I'm like, yeah, you can, but are you gonna?
So you, how many touchdowns was it?
5 touchdowns and a half.
Okay. Amon Green. I don't know.
Priest?
Sean Alexander of
oh,
the Seahawks.
A...
Do you want to end on a tie?
No.
End on a tie?
No, keep it going.
Okay.
We can't do that.
All right.
So,
fine.
P-Rex, you go next then.
But
just
I should
pick
get,
one and go.
I should get a hard one too.
You should get a hard one, so I'll give you another hard one if I still have any.
Okay.
Here we go. Most field goals made in a season with 44.
44 field goals made.
44 field goals made in a season.
Like I know field goal kickers.
I know like 3. And I've said only 1 the entire time. Janikowski.
Yeah.
Also because his name's fun.
Vinatieri.
No, incorrect. Now you get the years though, E-Rock. Or the year.
Watch it's like 1975.
2011.
Is the year that it happened?
Mm-hmm.
2011?
Because it's season. It's most field goals made
so
in season.
So we found out that that's when Cam Newton was drafted just
right,
recently.
Right.
And you said Vinatieri? Is that
yeah,
right?
I did, I said Vinatieri.
I'm giving you guys the hard ones.
My de facto is Janikowski. I'm trying to think of anyone on this planet.
We don't know kickers.
Well, there's this other name that keeps popping in my mind, but I don't know if I'm going to do it, so I'm just going to say Janikowski.
It is not Janikowski. It is David Akers.
Yeah, there's no way we would have got that. Keep it going. We got to hurry.
All right. I'm going to give you each one more easier question. If you
okay.
answer it, it's a tie, okay? So even if you get this one right, P-Rex, we'll still give E-Rock one if he gets
one,
it.
One and one.
Okay?
Somehow I feel like this isn't going to be very easy.
All right. Longest field goal.
That's Janikowski.
Incorrect.
Wait.
The chance to steal.
Isn't it Prater?
It's Matt Prater.
It is Prater.
With
oh.
60.
Oh, P-Rex, you had a
it.
Shot. You got to think about it, man.
Well, I thought Janikowski was the guy that played for the Broncos.
Yo, that's my default answer.
Matt Prater hit a 64-yard field 64. Goal against
well
the Tennessee
done.
Titans.
Well done. I knew that.
And E-Rock is the ultimate champion. Give it a hand, everyone. Woo!
Yay. Yes.
There's cheers. You just can't
but
hear
hey,
it.
Hey, you know what? Well done,
that
sir.
Was a great
that was
fight.
Fun.
Man, that was a great
that was like
fight.
Neck and neck.
Yeah,
I loved
that,
it.
That was. There were a few other good. Ones that were probably a bit easier, like most touchdowns in a career, Jerry Rice.
Yeah, of course.
Most touchdowns in a season, LaDainian Tomlinson. What else do we got? The other one was most consecutive quarter scoring, Steven Goskowski, field goal kicker. And then most field goals made in a career,
Morton Anderson.
Adam Vinatieri. Oh.
That was the other kicker's name I had.
All right, now let's jump into our next segment. P-Rex, you got to make this fast, and we're going to do playoff stuff as well right now, so let's do it.
P-Rex's Power 5, presented by Sport Talk.
All right, everybody. Welcome to P-Rex's Power 5. All right, so we are back at it again, and the Power 5 this week is actually pretty interesting, ladies and gentlemen, and it's interesting because the top contenders are not playing like top contenders.
They're not. They're not, and I am interested to see where you've placed them, P-Rex.
They are playing ridiculous. Okay, so
because I think we probably know there's about four of them that should be shoe-ins, but I don't know
maybe
who that fifth one
maybe
would be.
Right. Well, let's just recap it a little bit,
sure.
Right? Just real quick, right? Pats lost to the Dolphins, right? Steelers.
The miracle.
The Steelers lost
to the
Raiders.
Raiders,
right? Yeah. Texans lost to the Colts.
Colts.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, those are all teams that are
upsets
that are guaranteed in
the
playoffs.
And then the Rams lost to the Bears.
The Rams lost to the Bears. So, like, all the top contenders.
Oh, and the Saints.
Well,
the Saints won, but they barely won.
They barely won. It wasn't a strong win like we've seen before. Now, with all of that considered, the only team that seemed to keep their competitive edge was Kansas City.
Kansas City Chiefs.
So my number one this week is Kansas City.
I would agree with you.
Attaboy.
Attaboy, P-Rex.
Listen, the fact that that team has dealt with so much
adversity.
I don't believe you.
Well, Google it.
Adversity. Adversity. No, it's just play on
adversary.
On
okay.
Anchorman.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I don't believe you. We're recording right now. I don't believe you. anyway, yeah. So they've dealt with quite a bit, and they're showing themselves to be a Super Bowl contending team at being able to roll with the punches,
yeah,
and still moving forward and getting wins. That game against Baltimore was a tough win, like E-Rock has said,
yeah,
several times. It was the number one defense.
Number one defense, though.
And we still put up 27.
You did. You did. It's an offense that can't seem to be stopped. Even removing their top running back, top franchise running back, probably.
Yeah, brag.
But
oh, Hunt.
Yeah.
Sorry, E-Rock.
I mean, that
just
is...
Just shaking my head.
I know, he's just so hard shaking.
It's one heck of a loss, you know? And it would be easy for that team to come up with an excuse to not win more games, but they still keep on winning. They get the pieces they need. Now, I mentioned this, that I'm a little nervous about them losing Tyreek Hill with an ankle injury.
Yeah.
Because he's probably going to be out until playoffs, if I were to gander.
When did that get released?
Gamble?
Gander?
Gander. Gander's like looking upon something.
Yeah, that's a Montana slang there. It's a good thing Champ knows Montana slang. Because everyone's like, what?
Wait, what? But their top wish list item would be a win over the Chargers this Thursday.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You got to win this game this
Thursday. At 11
Thursday.
And 2, we still haven't clinched the division.
I know. That's insane in the membrane.
No, okay, hold on. Now,
they've
Chiefs,
clinched, but they have not secured.
The two losses that the Chiefs have had, they easily could have won.
It was Rams and
Patriots.
Patriots.
Oh.
At the Patriots and at
the
Rams.
I mean, you can't be upset at those two losses.
You can't. Both those games.
Oh, and both those were high-scoring games.
High-scoring games.
Patriots was
small,
in the 40s.
Small
Rams
mistakes.
Rams in the 50s.
Now, I will say this. In my Power 5, as I was looking around the boards, everyone was throwing the Saints at number one.
Yeah.
I don't think they deserve that spot.
ESPN puts them at number one, saying that their top wish list item is the NFC's number one seed, and the Rams opened the door by losing to Chicago.
But why? Why? Why are the Saints considered number one?
The Saints will be tested, too. They have to play the Panthers, the Steelers, the Panthers.
Yeah.
For the last three games.
Yeah.
So.
And
based on the way they've been playing, Dallas pretty much unlocked the key to beating that team.
Yeah.
You shut down Breece. You get the pressure on that QB. You close up the pocket. You got to win.
Put Taysom in.
So, yeah, that's the thing. I do not think the Saints deserve number one spot.
Okay, so your Chiefs are at one, Saints at three.
I actually have the Saints at two.
You do have the Saints at two, so
yes.
You consider them above the Rams.
I do.
Because the Rams just lost to
the Bears. The fact that the Bears or the Rams were unable to secure any sort of momentum in that game whatsoever makes me hesitant to put them in the number two spot. The Saints were actually able to rebound a little bit from their recent loss. For that reason alone, I'm giving the Saints the number two spot. They've earned it. But the Rams are close behind at three.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, these are still some of the names we've been saying all year. It's just it's a little bit of a shock right now because you can't take them away from that spot, but if they continue to play like they did last week, they're definitely going to go down in the ranking system.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we do have some changes, though, at 4 and 5.
Okay. Who are they?
Okay, number 4. What do you guys think?
Chargers?
I don't have the Chargers.
The Bears?
No, it couldn't be the Bears.
Don't have the Bears.
They're not in 4, dude.
They're not in 4. The Bears are actually my number 5.
The Bears are your 5.
Yep.
Please tell me you didn't put your Packers.
Oh, yeah, I put my 5 and 7 Packers in the top 5.
The top wish list item for the Bears is to clinch a postseason berth for the first time since 2010.
I remember watching them go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was like 2006. Yeah, five, something like that.
Rex Grossman. That was the last time.
Gross.
Anyway, so you have Bears at 5, then I'm going to say,
okay,
the Patriots.
Yes.
Oh, dude, get out of here.
But even I respect it because you could easily take them off because they lost to the Dolphins. But the Patriots are still good.
Yeah. They lost to the Dolphins. It's the way that they lost to the Dolphins.
Right. They should have
won.
Don't
get me wrong. I'm giddy.
We're all excited.
I am happy. But in a normal game, under normal circumstances, that does not happen. The Dolphins do not walk away with a win.
I think we're giving the Patriots a free pass a little too much this season and saying, oh, it's just the Patriots.
It's the Patriots. But it is just the Patriots.
But they can't win on the road.
But they do. Sometimes.
No, they don't.
Wait, okay, so they got 4 losses so far?
They're all on the road.
All of their losses are on the road.
Yeah, they cannot win on the road.
Okay, so I hope you're wrong.
I hope you're – well, no.
Well, no, I hope you're right. Why did I say that?
So that's why a lot of experts are saying if they don't get at least one of the 2 home field spots, they're in trouble because they do not travel well.
Well, maybe they just need a bigger bus.
And I think that's why I would put the Chargers at number 4 instead of the
right. Okay, the Patriots. I will concede that I have not been giving the Chargers the credit they so deserve.
I don't think anybody
it's,
has.
It's just because
currently the number 2 team in the AFC,
right,
based off of your record.
It's just because it's hard for me to wrap my mind around right now.
Oh, dude!
Like I haven't.
Trust me.
I haven't quite.
We're
seen
all
it.
Feeling that.
So. I would like to see it play out, but Chargers are definitely at my number 6. It's just when I compare those teams, I feel like the Bears could shut them down. I feel like the Pats could find a way to beat the Chargers, and I feel like everyone else on that list could beat them.
Yeah. Top wish list item for the New England Patriots. This is funny on ESPN. It says, a Back to the Future flux capacitor. The Patriots would like to travel back in time to Sunday so they can redo the final 69-yard defensive meltdown that led to a stunning 34-33 defeat to the Dolphins.
So funny. So funny.
All right, E-Rock, why don't you give us the playoff predictions? And I think because we're so high on time, we're going to skip through the Fantasy Stock Exchange and we'll go right to predictions after this playoff picture.
Aw, man.
Yeah, no freebies today.
Come on.
Okay, so we have AFC, Chiefs, Patriots at number 1 and 2.
Okay.
Followed closely behind Texans, Steelers, Chargers, and Ravens. I'm just throwing this out there. The Texans have the same record as the Patriots, so the Patriots cannot afford to slip up. Otherwise, they will surrender that home field. Still on the hunt. You have 3 teams at 7 and 6, the Colts, Dolphins, and Titans.
Should have been the
and
Broncos.
And then the Broncos at 6 and 7. So they're still in it, but they desperately needed
a lot. A loss to the Niners was the worst thing that could have happened, and it happened.
Yeah.
So I am almost writing this season off. I'm not yet, but we need to get rid of Vance Joseph Asip. Beach days, bro.
Beach days.
And then in the NFC, you have Saints, Rams at home field. Then you have the Bears, Cowboys, Seahawks,
Cowboys.
And Vikings.
Dude, and the Seahawks. Yep. I knew they'd come back. I hate it.
And then in the hunt, you have the Eagles, Panthers, and Redskins all at 6 and 7. Let's be real. The Redskins are going to keep dropping.
Yeah.
Especially with the Buffs.
Surprisingly, fumble. Also we have in the hunt
the Packers at 5-7-1. So you're saying there's a chance.
And you're saying there's that is a nuts.
Isn't that wild?
Like, so wild.
I was ready to write it off after the Cardinals. Yeah. Like, but the thing is it, had they have won that game, they'd have the same record as Minnesota and they'd be above Minnesota and they'd be sitting in a wild card spot.
Jeez.
So yeah. I mean it's still possible.
Do you guys still have that? Do you still have to play the Vikings, or are you done with them?
We're done with the Vikings, but we play the Bears this upcoming Sunday.
Yep.
Well, so that's a real test.
You have no chance to catch the Bears, really. But
right.
your chance right now is that the Vikings lose out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very possible because they have a very difficult schedule.
Well, there's two games on Saturday. Does anyone know why?
On Saturday?
Yeah, there's a 4:30 and 8:30. Broncos play the 8:30 game.
What?
That's weird. Really weird. And then there still is Thursday night football, which is, I mean, we're going to have a good week of football.
It's a good week.
This is a good week. So
the
let's,
Chiefs could actually clinch home field throughout if they win Thursday and the Patriots lose.
It's critical for the Chiefs to beat the Chargers this Thursday on Thursday night football. But I know P-Rex, we just don't have enough time to do the Fantasy Stock Exchange. We took too long in trivia.
Listen, we go over every week. Why not have a little bit longer? Come on.
All right. Well, let's jump into a very, 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 very fast
30-second
Fantasy
fast.
Stock
all
Exchange.
All right, Very fast.
Hold on. We got to introduce the Fantasy Stock Exchange.
Fantasy Stock Exchange.
Yeah. E-Rock, come on. Where's your gear?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
It's time for the weekly Fantasy Stock Exchange, where we tell you to buy or sell on current fantasy football players. Presented by Sport Talk.
Fantasy Stock Exchange, P-Rex, give us your roster and what questions you might have for our free advice.
All right, so I am in the championship semifinal money league, ladies and gents.
This one does
this
have money
one's
on
for
it.
The big bucks, okay? Yes. So I really need
okay,
to hone
bucks.
In. What?
Go ahead.
Okay, players.
It's like $100 a lot.
That's
all right. Chump
change.
So,
yeah.
He has Drew Brees, Alan Jeffrey, Colton Sutton? Is that what I say that?
Cortland right? Sutton, yeah.
Yeah. Samuel from Carolina?
Yeah, sure.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Nice.
Joe Mixon. C. Okay. Brate from Tampa Bay. Jay White from New England. And Jay Adams as the running back in Philadelphia,
okay.
Which is not great. Justin Tucker for a kicker, and defense is Chicago.
Not bad.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's, good
it's not bad.
Team.
So here's
but
my
– that's not yours.
That's not mine.
That's your opponent's.
That's my opponent's. My team is Ben Roethlisberger, Michael Thomas from New Orleans.
Good.
Tyler Lockett from Seattle.
Okay.
Brandon Cooks from the Rams.
Very nice.
Coleman from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Gurley.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
who didn't Scrub. Perform great last week. Actually underperformed in historically
yeah,
for
did.
Fantasy owners. Travis Kelce,
oh,
tight
wow,
end.
Nice.
Yep. Mark Ingram from New Orleans.
Very good.
Yeah. Carson from Seattle. And Crosby as my kicker and Denver as my defense.
I would get rid of the kicker.
You don't like Crosby, huh?
Oh, shots fired.
No.
who was the defense again? I was stuck on the kicker.
Denver.
Broncos.
And they play the Browns, so I'd probably keep them.
Yeah, well, they have a good defense. They
do have
well.
A good defense.
Okay, so here's my question.
Except against the Niners,
right?
I guess.
I'm pretty confident in my starters. The only thing that I could really see switching up here, and there's two of them, right? So Watson at QB, and he's going up against the Jets.
Keep him.
All right? And then Roethlisberger's going up against New England.
I would definitely put Deshaun in.
Over Roethlisberger.
The Patriots' defense sucks.
Yeah.
Do they, though?
Remember when KC put up 40 in a blink of an eye?
At least a blink of 60 minutes.
It's like a blink.
Well, I don't know. I'd play the Jets. Odds there.
I think both defenses are very favorable for either of those quarterbacks. It's just who's trending in the right direction for yards.
I like the matchup better. I just don't know.
Of who?
I like the matchup better for Watson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he's He's talented, he's athletic, and he's not going up against a great team.
Right, but Ben Roethlisberger is a person that usually delivers. I would look back at his previous week's stats and see what his gameplay has been like, what the yardage is, who he's throwing to.
Have they played New England?
They have not, but what I am suggesting is just going back to other teams and seeing what his performance is like against either a high versus low defense. And based on that setup, I would decide if Deshaun is the guy to go with or not.
Okay, well, let's look at Denver. Roethlisberger had 26 points.
Yes.
Baltimore, he had 30. Ranked number one on defense. So he's done well against good defenses, right?
Okay.
And for the most part, he hasn't had a bad week.
Okay.
You know, he's always over 20 points. The real thing is he's marked as questionable.
Oof.
Right? Because he did come out of the game. He got a little injured. So, I don't know what to do necessarily on that front. But
then what's your other one?
My other one is, let's see, Damian Williams. He is the running back that the Chiefs picked up.
And the beginning of the year is like our third string.
Right.
Sure.
Okay. So he's your third string, but wears out.
Really?
So he's going to be the number one back.
Is he?
Right. So let's see. What is he projected? He's projected 6.22. Not a lot, but he could be a sleeper. But they're going up against the Chargers.
He scored 2 touchdowns for us this last game. They're saying that that's not likely going to continue to happen.
But now that wears out.
But Mahomes loves to dump it off to the running back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, Mahomes is magical.
So as far as replacing running backs, the only one I'm considering is Coleman and maybe Carson. But okay.
Here's what I would say. If you have solid running backs, I would probably keep them.
Yeah.
I think Damian Williams is a good addition only if you don't have a solid running back.
Because
I just don't trust him.
Yeah. Coleman and Carson are good enough, and they're probably projected more. So I'd stick with them. And in your quarterback situation, I honestly would bet my money on Deshaun to have a bigger game.
Okay.
But that's me just gambling. I don't.
Yeah.
I would go Roethlisberger because he has – a lot more yards.
Yeah.
He's a gunslinger.
Yeah, he's a gunslinger.
And also, is
he's got
Connor,
Juju.
Is Connor still
Antonio.
Out?
Connor is.
Is he back?
He's out. He's out this week.
He is out this week?
He is out this week.
Because that'll likely.
You guys are going to have to check that out. I don't know.
I would check that because that might lean towards him throwing it
more
a lot more.
Throwing. Yeah, that's true.
And so check the stats.
It's a PPR league, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, your quarterbacks don't get receptions, but.
They don't count the passing?
It's points per reception. So a reception gives you an extra point. Mm. So anyway, all right, P-Rex, did you like that freebie?
I did. It was wonderful.
Kay.
Thank you. Now we can move.
You're welcome. So now we're going to go do the predictions of the week.
I love that. Just love it.
Week 15. I got to let my phone load here. But let's get to Week 15. Why are we still on week 14? I don't need that. All right. So, week 15 games. Matchup first, Chargers-Chiefs. Is it in Arrowhead?
It's in KC.
It is in Kansas City, which is in Kansas.
Yo, get out of here. It's Missouri,
it's
y'all.
It's Missouri, though. Okay. Who are you guys picking? Chargers
this
or
could
Chiefs?
Be a tough one, right?
Jeez. Oh, this is definitely a big one.
Chiefs.
Chargers.
He's going Chargers.
I'm going Chargers.
I wouldn't be surprised. It'll be interesting. You got to follow who's going to be ruled out. Gordon is a game-time decision. Their backup, Eckler, looks like he's out. But it looks like the Chiefs are also going with their third stringer.
Eckler and Gordon are out.
After seeing the Ravens game versus the Chiefs, I see that the Chiefs have some struggles. So I think the Chargers will expose those.
And Tyreek Hill might not be playing.
Correct. So
it looks like he's going to. Kelvin Benjamin should be getting some reps, and Eric Berry and might actually biscuits. Play. And some Popeye's biscuits.
He's a Popeye's biscuit from being a tight end.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks,
they said they're going to slowly integrate him in.
Popeye's?
Racist. Okay, next one, Texans at Jets.
Texans.
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 You ain't picking the Jets again, P-Rex?
Browns, Broncos. It's okay if you pick the Browns because I almost am.
You know how bad I want to pick them?
I'm going Browns. This is a Saturday game.
It is a Saturday game.
6:20 p.m.
I'm going to go Broncos. I believe in your team.
Thanks, man.
They're going to want this.
Yeah.
You know?
This ain't a womp-womp game. This is the Broncos are going to come out and show Broncos country that they can beat a crap team.
Listen, if the Broncos are scoreless in the half down 20, then it's a womp-womp.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I hate that. Okay. But I am picking my Broncos because I love them. All right, Titans-Giants at New York.
This is actually a good matchup.
It is surprising.
It's a bit of a womp-womp, but...
Yeah, it's a womp-womp.
Giants scored 40 points last week.
Yeah. What happened with the Giants, man? Like, they sucked, and all of a sudden, they got 5 wins.
I'm not watching their games.
I blinked.
But, yeah, they're doing it.
It's Saquon, dude.
Speaking of, Saquon. I'm still going to pick the Titans.
Oh, interesting.
They've got a lot more on the line, don't they?
The Titans are fighting for that last spot.
They are.
I'm going to go Giants, though. I feel like they finally are starting to click with their offense, and it's at home. So
I'm also going Giants.
Going Giants.
I like it.
Okay. We'll see if it's E-Rock Estadl, Champ Da Vinci, or another week for P. Nostradamus Reeks. All right. Dolphins at Vikings.
There's silence.
We're all thinking here.
This is kind of a hard one.
It is a hard one because the Vikings aren't as good as everyone thought they'd be.
They aren't who we thought they were.
They fired their offensive coordinator.
They did. Which, by the way, that guy's on the Broncos head coaching list.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm like, why are we listing all the people that are getting fired?
You know what? The list for the Packers is pretty darn good.
Oh, really? It's not like you have one of the best quarterbacks ever play the game.
I don't know if
you've
heard of McDaniels. He's kind of a big deal.
Dude, take me back, Bill.
At least once
every episode. Once.
Every time. I'm going to go Vikings.
I'm going Dolphins.
Oh.
Oh.
E-Rock, you said Vikings, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm with the Vikings.
It's at the Vikings.
Yep.
I'm going Dolphins.
Nice. You should.
Now, it probably will be the Vikings, but I really need them to lose.
Good call. Redskins, Jaguars.
Wow, this is actually really tough.
This is the womp-womp.
This is the womp-womp of the week. We should have that as a new segment.
Womp-womp of the week.
Yeah. But I'm going to go Jaguars on this one.
My gut tells me to go Jaguars, but then I'm also thinking with my brain. And it says the Jaguars really suck.
Yeah, but so do the Redskins
but
with Sanchez.
They do have Sanchez, yeah. So well, they have Kessler with the
Jaguars. Yeah, Kessler's starting,
Jaguars.
And Bortles is the one that got
Bortles
those plastic.
Wins. Bortles right.
Plastic. I'm going to go Jaguars on this one.
Jags.
Just because of the location, purely
this
that.
This is really hard. I'm also going Jags. Did you say Redskins, Champ?
Oh, I said Jaguars. I'm going Jags.
All around, Jags.
Okay. Cowboys-Colts.
Here we go.
This is a big one. This is a big one.
Colts.
Oh, wow. Just coming out of the gate.
I don't waste time.
I'm going to go Colts.
The Colts did beat the Texans.
They did. So why not beat another Texas
team?
But
the Cowboys.
Texas size them, man.
The Cowboys beat the Saints.
Also true.
Are we just naming teams that have won?
No, you need to consider this when you choose your team.
I care about matchups. And it's at the Colts, which I think is big to note there.
Yeah.
Both teams fighting for their playoff lives.
I'm going Cowboys.
Hey, here's a fun question just out there. I saw on Twitter someone else who does an NFL podcast. He followed us. I followed him. But he posed a question on their Twitter. He said, Le'Veon Bell could go to these three potential teams because they have the most money to spend.
Colts.
Bills or Jets, which team does he go to?
Colts.
Okay, easy. I was just asking.
Come on, man.
That was the highest ranked. It was 50% of like 1,000 votes.
Well, didn't he say like he'd love to play with Andrew Luck?
He said, I think he just did like, you know, the emoji eyes and then just said, could you imagine?
Yeah,
as a Twitter comment. So,
yeah. Plus, I mean, you have that dude playing right guard.
Yeah.
Yo, I ain't getting in his path.
That guy's my spirit animal, man. I want to shake his hand.
But he was fine for that play, which is funny.
That's so stupid. That's an amazing play. That guy was like, he's a rookie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Monster.
So, wait, are you going
I've never been that jacked about a linebacker lineman. Sorry.
Are you going Cowboys?
Yeah, I said Cowboys.
Okay, and we're going Colts, E-Rock.
Yep.
Raiders, Bengals, also a womp womp.
A womp womp.
I'm going to go Bengals. Do it, P-Rex.
We're going Raiders.
Nice. You suck. All right, Packers, Bears, Sunday.
Here we go.
Bears. Sorry, P-Rex. I don't think that offense is going to do anything against the Bears.
I'm going Bears, too.
I don't blame you guys. I don't blame you. But the Packers did come back from a 24. I'm going Packers.
Listen, the Packers come back a lot.
And they need this. If they don't win this, they don't go anywhere.
But what I'm saying is, why don't they just play football from the beginning instead of coming back?
You're right. And I'm choosing them, and it's very, very likely that I might not
it's
be
barely, barely
P. Nostradamus net, Rex.
P. Next. Verily net, Vadash.
P. Nostradamus net.
I think it's a little past your bedtime.
We need to get going on this. We've been running this podcast for way too long. Let's finish this. Lions, Bills.
Womp womp.
It is a womp womp, but I'm going Lions.
I'm going Lions.
I'll also go Lions.
Okay, Buccaneers, Ravens. Ravens.
Ravens.
Ravens.
Cardinals, Falcons. Womp womp.
Falcons.
Gosh, the Falcons keep screwing me over, man.
I'm not picking them. I'm never picking them. I'm going Cardinals.
I'm taking them one last time. Falcons.
I am going fracking Cardinals. I'm not picking them. The Falcons and their craft beer. You know.
All right.
Okay, Seahawks, Niners.
Seahawks.
Seahawks. Don't.
P-Rex, you know it. You know what
McMullen.
Team to choose.
McMullen.
Well, they played well against the Broncos,
he
right?
Just wants
no,
to pick
the Broncos
Skittles.
Played poorly against
all right,
the Niners.
Seahawks.
Patriots, Steelers. Big game here.
Steelers.
Wow.
I am going to go Patriots.
I'm going Steelers.
Okay.
It's at home for the Steelers.
I like this. We are really diverse.
We really are mixing it up. Eagles, Rams.
Rams.
Oh, I was surprised he didn't go Eagles. He likes the Eagles.
Dude.
It's like the Browns are to P-Rex, the Eagles are to E-Rock.
It's true. It's true.
And
you are the Falcons.
Yeah. good call. No, it's the opposite of the Falcons. I don't pick them at all.
Yeah, now.
Saints, Panthers.
Saints.
The Panthers have lost so many in a row.
They have.
So.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, so that is our show. It's the end.
Finally.
I was looking for another game, but it's over. So I haven't said this all show, but we are presented by Sport Talk, and you can find the Sport Talk app on the app stores. You can also download our podcast on iTunes or CastBox. Just type in The Return, presented by Sport Talk. You'll find us. Go download the app for Sport Talk so you can follow at The Champ, at E-Rock, at P-Rex, and make sure you share our stuff because the only way that we're ever going to get out there is if you share it, okay? If you like it, share it. If you don't like it, screw
share
you.
It.
I mean, share it. Yeah, share it.
Share it anyway. Share we it. Didn't mean it. We're sorry.
And that will be our show for the evening. We're going to do one more next week, and that will end it for the 2018 year. We wish you a happy holiday. We'll give one more episode next week. But as always, we'll end with a shout-out. I am the champ.
E-Rock.
P-Rex.
And we will catch you next week on The Return presented by Sport Talk.
Peace out.